What's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Simply Explaining Insurance. This is the show where I tell you what you need to know about insurance in a way that you can understand it. Because I know what you don't know about insurance, and I know what you need to know. Hey, I got something new for you today. There's a lot of talk about pivoting and going and selling other products if you are in the industry. And I have a free resource for you that will help you sell commercial insurance. So if you're just getting your foot in the door or you need a little shot in the arm, I pulled something out of my master program to teach you how to sell workers' comp. And it's a real quick 101. Workers' comp is one of the easiest products to sell, and it's a gateway to the rest of the account. So if you text me 208-213-8809 and you text me commercial, I will send you this free resource. All right, 208-213-8809. Get in. Are you dying for something to be easy? Does everything seem just that much harder these days? You know, do you hate accord forms every time you want to apply for something? I've got something to make your life a little bit easier. I want to introduce you to Brightco. Brightco is an online jewelry insurance company that has made buying insurance for your jewelry so easy. You can get a quote in like 2 minutes. You answer 6 questions. You can do the quote. You can bind it. You're going to be done before you even know that you started. Brightco will manage all payments, claims, reporting, and commissions all on this slick portal. And in a world where our tech feels clunky and lethargic, it is a breath of fresh air to have something modern at our fingertips that make our lives easier and our customers' lives easier. So go to bright.co/Matt Dietz. That's BRITE.co/MATTDIETZ to learn more and go right to that site to get appointed. Let's go. Hey, what's up? All right, so it is springtime. So I think it's time to talk about flood insurance. I had a client in here yesterday and we were doing some work on their policies, and they brought up, they're like, hey, what do we need to know about flood insurance? And I think they're going to put some on. We actually saved them enough money to probably pay for that flood insurance policy with the review that we did for them. So yay for everybody involved in that. That's awesome. So flood insurance, I just want to hit some of the high notes with this so you understand. So your home, your basic homeowner's policy generally does not cover water from the outside, period. Okay. Your general homeowner's policy will cover water damage if that water comes from a closed plumbing system. Okay. So when a pipe bursts or the washer line or the dishwasher line breaks, ice maker, whatever that breaks, that's part of your clothes, toilet, right? Shower, whatever. Closed plumbing system. So that's what we'll cover. If water comes from the outside, generally no coverage. Okay. We do not see a lot of problems with flood insurance in my state of Idaho, but we offer it. There's a river that runs right through town. We have seen water levels increase. We had the most snow we've ever had in our history come through 6 years ago. And I wrote a bunch of flood insurance that year. I remember calling all of my, or sending an email out to all of my clients. I was like, hey, this snow is pretty crazy, huh? Well, you know what? It's all going to melt, you guys. And your homeowner's policy doesn't cover outside water. So if you want to talk to me about flood insurance, I am here. And we sold a bunch of flood insurance. So the most important thing to know, one of the most important things to know about flood insurance is there's a waiting period, a 30-day waiting period. You cannot wait until the water is up on your front porch and then buy a flood insurance policy. It's like dental insurance. You can't wait to get dental insurance like after you get a cavity. It doesn't work that way. So you have a 30-day, you have a 30-day waiting period. Okay. So that's important to note. The other thing is that's interesting is like when will flood insurance like kick in? What needs to happen for flood insurance to kick in? And I think that's important to know. And the language on the FEMA website, I think, is pretty good. So let me find it really quick. Essentially, it says, oh, I just had it. Bear with me. My apologies. It says flood insurance covers a general and it's a general and temporary condition of partial or complete inundation of 2 or more acres of normally dry land area or of 2 or more properties, at least one of which is yours, from an overflow of inland or tidal waters. Okay. So that's the interesting part is like, it's got to cover at least 2 acres or 2 properties. Okay. So I thought that was interesting to find out. What else is in here? Homeowner's insurance does not cover flood insurance. We know that. It's a bunch of myths. You can't buy flood insurance if your property has been flooded. That's not true. You can buy flood insurance whenever you want. You can only buy flood insurance if you're in a high-risk flood zone. That's not true either. You can get flood insurance wherever you want. The interesting statistic here is it says people outside of high-risk areas file more than 25% of flood claims. So 1 out of every 4 flood insurance claims is filed by someone who lives outside of a floodplain. All right, so that's interesting. This does not cover coverage for basement. That absolutely does. So, yeah, it does not cover flooding that results from the overflow of rivers. That's like exactly what it covers, right? So it says flooding can be caused by any of the following: overflow of inland or tidal waters. Again, it says this is a temporary condition during which the surface of normally dry land is partially or completely inundated. 2 adjacent properties or 2 or more acres must be affected. So overflow of inland tidal waters, unusual and rapid accumulation or runoff of surface waters from any source, such as heavy rainfall, mudslides or mud flows caused by flooding that are comparable to a river of liquid and flowing mud, collapse or destabilization of land along the lakeshore or other bodies of water resulting from erosion or the effect of waves, water currents exceeding normal cyclical levels. So that's interesting too. Anyway, that's kind of all you really need to know about flood insurance. Here in Idaho, we do have some floodplains here, or some high-risk, there are high-risk places here where there are houses built like near the river. Sometimes my wife and I go for walks and we see the river and we see houses there, and I just kind of shake my head. I'm like, they better have flood insurance, man. And because they're right on top of it. And I don't care if you raise your house, 5 feet or whatever. Like, I've seen that river expand. But not everybody needs flood insurance. The people that I sold flood insurance to yesterday, they're probably not going to ever file a flood claim. But they lived in 2 places in the country in their life, and they even noted, I'm trying to remember, she's like, have you ever heard about the flood of Salt Lake in 1983? I was like, no. Well, how about Reno in 1998? No. She's like, we lived through both of those and they were hell. And I was like, so she's like, we want flood insurance wherever we go. I was like, cool. So sometimes it's just enough to give you, it's like, if you're not in a floodplain, you can get a preferred risk plan, PRP, and they're very inexpensive. Like, it might be $500 a year for something like that. Okay. So flood insurance also covers structural damage and property. Okay. Those are the 2 things that it covers. So that's a little bit about flood insurance. It's really interesting, right? So my name's Matt. This is Simply Explaining Insurance. You can find me all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Deet Agency. Do me a favor, send me a text, 208-213-8809. And I will get you hooked up with some information on how to email your clients if they're getting a steep renewal, kind of help lessen that blow. And don't forget, Agency Launch is there for you. Check it out. If you want to chat about it and you want to work together, I'm here for you. All right. AgencyLaunch.net. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work.